Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman. Welcome back to Green Bay, Greg.
Great to be back.
Now, you played on some Packers teams that were really explosive offensively. A lot of people know about Lynn Dickey, James Lofton, Paul Kaufman, all of those guys. But tell us about some of your teammates on the offensive line, the guys in the trenches. Who were some of the best players you played with?
My best friend in the world is Larry McCarron to this day. I mean, he's still well-known around these parts, never left. People underestimate how good Carl Swanky was. Daryl Goforth was a guard we had that was very good. We were drafted together. Leotis Harris was a teammate of mine at Arkansas. We roomed together at Arkansas. We roomed together on the road here. So there were a lot of people that I knew before I even got here. There were a lot of people that played with that I became very good friends afterwards. And, you know, we don't have stats for offensive line, but somehow Dickey was getting protection to get that ball to Lofton and Jefferson and Kaufman. And we had an offense that nobody wanted to play. I mean, we really did. We're very proud of the offensive teams we put forth. And we were lucky to have a great coach in Bart Starr and a great coordinator in Bob Schnelker. And it didn't work out like we had planned, but there was never any doubt in my mind that everybody on that field was getting everything they had to win a championship.
Who was the toughest defensive lineman you ever had to block?
I'm asked this a lot. When I was young, when I first broke in the league, it was Jack Youngblood. Okay. I wanted to throw him a party when he retired. At the end of my career, when I was older and then he was younger, it was Howie Long. I always had good games against Mark Gastineau. He's a great pass rusher, probably one of the best I faced, but I always played well against him. But for the complete package, guys that played the run and the pass equally as well, Jack Youngblood and Howie Long.
Greg, you played during what's been chronicled and written about as a really heated time during the Packers-Bears rivalry.
Is there ever a time that there's not a heated rivalry between the Packers and the Bears?
Well, a lot of bad blood during your era. So what was Bears Week like for you?
You know, it's amazing. When you first become a Green Bay Packer, you automatically are instilled with a hatred for the Chicago Bears. I don't know how that happens, but it just happens. I knew a lot of the Bears. I knew Dan Hampton. We went to college together. Steve McMichael. Steve and I knew each other when he went to Texas and I was at Arkansas. So I knew a lot of those guys. And let's face it, it's one of the greatest defenses of all time, and we wanted to show what we could do up against it. And they were just a great team. It didn't help matters that Forrest Gregg didn't particularly like Mike Ditka and vice versa. But, to this day, when the Bears lose, I do not shed a tear over it.
What do you think defined the Packers in the era that you played in?
You know, we were in an era where everything was compared. When I first came in 77, everything was compared to the Lombardi era. You know, you were on Lombardi Avenue, down the street from Lombardi Junior High, and we had to overcome a lot of things. And when I got here, the team was not very good. I mean, it was not very good talent on the team. We hope we started to change that. But we just couldn't seem to get things right. We couldn't get the front office aligned with the team aligned with the front office. Our best defense man, we wouldn't sign him because of money. We'd draft Bruce Clark to help our defense. He goes to the Canadian team because of money. It took a football guy to come in and run things and realize that you have to spend some money to make some money. Ron Wolf came in and signed Reggie White, and the rest is history. Had we had a Reggie White, someone like that on our team, or had some players stay healthy on our defense, we would have had a ring or two.
What game do you remember most from your time as a player, and what makes that game special?
You know, it's hard to overlook the Monday night game. I mean, playing the defending Super Bowl champions on Monday night TV, where all your peers can watch, and literally it was a tennis match. You know, we couldn't stop John Riggins, and they couldn't stop Paul Kaufman. But that was a great game. The Dallas game in the playoffs was a great game. It was me and Too Tall, and I tried to talk smack to Too Tall for 10 years, and he would never say a word to me. I don't know why to this day, so I'd have to yell at Randy White. Randy would talk back to me, but he was on the other side of the line, and Daryl Goforth would be going, "Would you shut up? I got to block this guy, and you're talking smack to him." But I remember that game and how close that game was and how they had predicted us to be in the Super Bowl the next year, and we go down to the Oilers and play on that horrible AstroTurf and lose both our starting nose men. No, number one and two in the same game. Weren't the same team afterwards.